Welcome, my brothers and sisters in Christ, to our mini-series. We're continuing today in Lesson 6, Being Devoted to Fellowship. So we've gone through lessons on being devoted to the Word and Acts 2:42, the Apostles' teachings. It says from Acts 2:42, and we've had lessons on being devoted to the breaking of bread. And now we're in the element of those four pillars in being devoted to fellowship. And so, first of all, we have to understand why we need a kingdom fellowship. The kingdom is here to help us. The kingdom is here to provide for us solutions and remedy and paths and avenues and settings for us to navigate through life with Christ's perspective, to navigate through life and understanding how to deal with the hard, the heavy, the difficult, the temptations, the challenging, our human frailties. The kingdom fellowship is here for us to understand that we are not alone, that we may be used to hanging around people who are not willing to know God, love God, and grow up in God. They just want to know Him. And so there are other people. There is a fellowship. There is a family where you can position yourself to around people who not just know God, but who know God, who knows God, loves God, and desires to grow up in the things, the ways, and the will of God. The fellowship of the kingdom is essential for you to understand that you have a belonging. You're no longer, associated only with being an introvert. You're no longer associated with only being a loner. You're no longer associated with only being misunderstood. You're no longer associated with, just trying to figure it out all by yourself. No, the kingdom, the fellowship amongst the kingdom is here to support you. It's here to lift up your hands. It's here to encourage you. It's here to pray with you. It's here to cheer you on. It's here also to hold you accountable. And so I pray that when we show up in the settings of kingdom fellowship, and we're going to get to in a little bit what those settings can look like, but when we show up in those settings, when we position ourselves in these type of environments, that we are also humble enough to be held accountable to the standards of God, to the maturity in God, to the heartbeat of God. And so let's talk about a little bit in two aspects how kingdom fellowship is initiated, meaning what does kingdom fellowship look like, all right? And so on one end of the spectrum, kingdom fellowship can look like what a local assembly, the women's ministry at a local church, the men's ministry at a local church, the youth ministry at a local church, the singles ministry, if I hadn't said singles ministry yet, the men ministry or the marriage ministry, those auxiliaries or those groups, they may call them life groups, but find out what the local assembly, your local church calls them. And if you're not plugged into a local church, please find one that is Bible teaching, that is Bible believing, that is Christ-centered, Jesus Christ and Christ crucified, where the word is going forth that challenges you, that corrects you, that trains you up in righteousness, that 1 Timothy 3:16 you. Go and find 1 Timothy 3:16 and read that for yourself so that you have that picture of what your local assembly should be doing for you, okay? And so as you are being devoted to fellowshipping there, as you are being devoted to learning God's word there, as you're being devoted to break bread there and in your personal life as well, don't just confine yourself to the walls of the church, but yes, go there to get fed, and then what you get from that feeding, bring it and make it a part of your everyday lifestyle practices, regimen, flow, all right? And so it's initiated there through those auxiliaries, ministries, or life groups, whatever they call them, because they are there to help you plug into other singles in the kingdom who are trying to know God, love God, and grow up in God as they are single in this crazy world today. okay? In a marriage group that you are among other marriage couples who you can have date nights with or group date nights with, or, you know, just be amongst them to where they are trying to know God, honor God in their marriage, and lift God up as husband and wife and walking in those roles as the Bible dictates for husband and wife. If you are, you know, a woman and you need to truly learn how to be a woman and learn how what God's word says for a woman, your women's group there should be there to help you in that, right? And so you want to be among other women who are choosing to know God, love God, and grow in God and their womanhood. And so whatever your need is and whatever aspect that you feel God is leading you to grow in, engulf and engage in that aspect of fellowship. Who they can have game nights, they can have, you know, group settings, doing things as a group, they can have movie nights, and you don't lose your fun when you come into the kingdom fellowship. We just have a Christ-centered type of fellowship now. Yes, you can laugh. Yes, you can have a good time. Yes, you can, you know, talk noise. But the focus of that noise talking is just to enjoy your brother and sister in Christ, not to demean them, not to talk down on them, not to, you know, but to challenge them and to urge them to go deeper into their skill set, you know. So it's in a remembering that, number one, we're doing this in the love of God, in the lifting of God, and you know, our laughter and our fun has just a new focus now. We want clean music playing in the background, right? We want some clean games played, and not, you know, we want some clean charades. We want some clean things that's played, and no longer things that's just going to lead us back into deeds of darkness or into temptation. So the second way that fellowship can be initiated, which I kind of included in the first one, but it's in each individual. You bring your gifts, you bring your talent to the table. You bring it to the fellowship setting. Maybe God is laying it on your heart to create a podcast. Maybe God is laying it on your heart to create a YouTube channel or to create an Instagram page, or, you know, whatever capacity or setting or environment to where you are encouraging brothers and sisters, to where maybe you're sharing your testimony, to maybe you're sharing your issues and how you are navigating through it with Jesus to encourage another brother and sister in Christ to know that they are not alone. Whatever the mechanism is, maybe it's what God is calling you forth to birth in the earth. And so you establish the fellowship in understanding that it's not about you, but it's about what God is trying to do through you. The kingdom fellowship purpose is so we extend the heart and mind and love of God to our fellow brothers and sisters. I was reading earlier in Matthew 12, and Jesus was saying, "No, my family, my mother, my brother, my sister are those who do the will of the Lord." And so we have to understand that we belong to a family. We belong to a family, and the family is necessary to keep us accountable, to keep us on the narrow path, to keep us in a fun and an enjoyment of life, according to Ecclesiastes, that tells us it's a blessing from God to be able to enjoy life and the fruit of our labor. And so we are able to connect with people who get it. We are able to connect with people who admonish you on to know God. Come on, say it with me by now. Love God and grow up in God, right? Grow up in Him. And so if you are one who's carrying an orphan spirit, how an orphan is defined by Webster Dictionary, by the culture, okay? If you are one who's carrying an orphan spirit, you may not feel like you belong in this family. Though you are saved, you are having a hard time adjusting to the family of your fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. You only view family from a certain way, or you only see yourself not being embraced in the family. And I really want to encourage you to listen to the lessons within this series on the breaking of bread, because I really believe that God will help you navigate through the kingdom fellowship, and this discipleship that's here will allow you to truly navigate through feeling that way, carrying and bringing the orphan spirit into the family. Also, if you are one who has an orphan spirit, I also want to encourage you to raise your hand in the Kingdom Fellowship chat group. You belong here. You're accepted here. You're embraced here. And if you decide to raise your hand in the Kingdom Fellowship chat group, I want to send you a link. I said it in the beginning. The Kingdom is here to help you. The Kingdom Fellowship is here to be resources and avenues and settings and pathways for you to continue to grow as you love God and as you know God. And God wants you to grow beyond an orphan spirit. And know that you have a spirit, a person within you that belongs to his family. And so there's a prayer that was prayed to help you be delivered from an orphan spirit, and I will be happy, more than happy, to send you that playback link if you need that. Because in the Kingdom, we're being raised. We're being raised from the things that bound us. And the fellowship is helping us to be raised in this new level and new quality of life and lifestyle and friendship circles and people dynamics, where we are able to be in the Kingdom fellowship to where we can mature. We're not ashamed to mature. We're not afraid of our scars. We're not afraid of our past anymore. We're not held bound by them. We're learning to break free. And sometimes you need the atmosphere of another brother and sister who is broken free, and you are witnessing them walking in their freedom. You are witnessing them walking in a marriage that was redeemed. You are witnessing them walking as a single who not out here being sexual immoral. You're actually seeing how language can change from profanity and vulgarity to words that are gracious and grace-filled and Christ-honoring. You're able to see that you don't have to dress provocatively, but that you can be modestly tailored, that you can be fly and still fashionable as you are honoring your body as a temple, respecting yourself and reverencing the Lord. You're able to see and witness that when you reposition and position yourself in a Kingdom fellowship. All right? Whatever the setting is, there is an atmosphere that should be God-honoring, that should be welcoming. Okay, now we have a couple of other lessons within being devoted to the fellowship, so I'm going to stop here. I pray that this was good for you. I pray that this encouraged you to engage. I want to just mention three mechanisms of Kingdom fellowship that you can right now engage with. Of course, your local assembly and those groups that I've already mentioned. But if you are a male, the Kingdom is here to help and assist, right, and to lift you up. If you are a male, on Tuesday mornings, there is a male fellowship for men. That's Tuesday mornings, and the men just come together. They talk, they laugh, they have a good time. They lift one another up. They pray for one another. So if you are a male and you are interested in that, if you just want to sit and listen and not even say nothing, just sit and get a feel of the fellowship that happens there, position yourself in the atmosphere. And allow yourself to break free and benefit from the glory that is there, from the men that are there. That is every Tuesday morning. Raise your hand in the Kingdom Fellowship chat group so that information can be shared with you. If you are a woman and you truly desire, how in the world do I live as God's daughter? How does my womanhood transform? How does my womanhood evolve? What is a woven woman system, you know, instead of this weary, worldly woman's flow that I'm used to? If you want to be a part of a fellowship of the Kingdom and you are a woman, raise your hand in the chat group. Say, hey, that's me. I'm interested. I will be more than happy to send you that information. If you are one who truly just needs to understand, how do I maximize the moments in my life for Christ? How do I maximize the moments in my life, period, in being a child of God who wants to know God? Come on, love God and grow in God. There is a brother in Christ, your fellow Kingdom brother in Christ, who God has laid on his heart to start a podcast that truly, he can send you those links. I can send you the podcast information if you need it, if you desire to maximize your moments in everyday lifestyle practices for the Lord, for yourself, for your family, for the Kingdom, which glorifies God altogether. Plug into that fellowship as well. If you are one who has initiated what God has called you to initiate, share that. Share and drop that information in the Kingdom Fellowship As long as it's Christ-centered and honoring God, we as the kingdom, we need these fellowship connections so that we know we can do life with our family, with our brothers and sisters in God. God bless you. I love you. God loves you even more. Love yourself in the manner and the capacity that God loves you. Connect to the fellowship of Christ in the kingdom of God, and I will catch you in Lesson 7 next week.